for Secret Four. A film producer made an offer for Proud Mary, a screenplay my husband Fred had written. Fred wanted to accept the offer, but our film agent at the time thought accepting it so quickly would make him look desperate. If he waited, she reasoned, she would be able to get him a better deal. It was hard to wait, but we figured the agent knew what she was doing. Wasn't she the expert negotiator, after all? When she finally called the producer several days later, he politely explained that when he hadn't heard from her, he assumed she and her client weren't interested. As an independent film producer who only took on one project every year, he had instead bought a different screenplay. Lesson learned? The adage, strike while the iron is hot, namely, be aware of every woo, window of opportunity. In chapters 5 through 11, you'll learn 7 more secrets. Why call it Time Masters? I would have called this book The 11 Habits of Highly Effective Time Managers, but that might have been seen as a ripoff of Dr. Stephen R. Covey's bestseller, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Even Covey eventually had to acknowledge how things change over time by writing a follow-up book, The 8th Habit. To capture the current thinking about how to master your time and become as productive as possible in both your professional and personal life, I interviewed or communicated with several other time management experts, some of whom have published books in this area, including time management consultant David Allen, Getting Things Done, list-making expert Paula Rizzo, Listful Thinking, marketing strategist Peter Shankman, Faster Than Normal, and Mike Vardy, The Productivity Diet, among others. I also interviewed or corresponded with over 125 male and female business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, actors, CEOs, producers, students, professors, cybersecurity specialists, producers, human resource consultants, and others who consider themselves to be time masters because they are successful in business. Most even have exemplary work-life balance. They don't say, "I wish I had more time," or "I just don't seem to get enough done." They have mastered how they spend their time. You may already see yourself as a time master at work, but not in your personal life, or vice versa. It's not easy to change habits, but change is possible, one habit, one issue, at a time. In conducting research for this book, someone I was interviewing about his time management strategies asked me why I was qualified to write this book. What made me a time master? I took a deep breath and replied, "Time Masters is my 63rd book. As the adage goes, the proof is in the pudding. My prolific output shows that I know how to master my time, or at least my work time. But what about my personal time? What's even more important to me than my prolific output is that I have spent my adult life, especially since I had children late in life, in achieving work-life balance. I had been raised by two loving workaholics. I was determined not to repeat that style of parenting. My father was a dentist who worked 5 days a week, getting home no earlier than 9 at night during the week since he believed in being available to his patients after they had finished their workday. He worked on Saturdays till 3 or 4. On his one day off during the week, he often volunteered as a dentist at the VA hospital. He had served as a captain in the dental corps in World War II and felt a strong connection to veterans. His only day off was Sunday, and he tried to spend some of that day with his children, although he had a real estate property that he co-managed with my uncle, which took up a lot of his time on Sundays. My mother, Gladys Barkas, was a workaholic kindergarten teacher. She left the house at 7 a.m. and didn't get home from her teaching job until 6 p.m. She would spend the extra hours at her school tidying up her classroom, rearranging her supplies, and rereading her lesson plans. I started college at 16, and it was always sad to me that I hadn't been able to spend more quality time with my parents when they weren't working, and I wasn't at school or studying before I left home. Therefore, I tried hard to do things differently for my family. One of my finest moments was when my younger son, Jeff, when 13 years old, was asked to write about his mother. By then, I was working part-time in addition to raising our two sons with my husband, Fred, whose daily commute was 4 hours round trip. We also had two cats, LJ and Kimberly. Now, when I was 13, if someone had asked me what my mother did, I would have replied, "She's a kindergarten teacher." When asked what his mother did, Jeff's first description of me was, "She's my mom." My hope is that in Time Masters, with its 11 secrets to greater productivity and life fulfillment, you find answers to how to live the life you want and achieve whatever you want to accomplish in your work, relationships, and leisure time. So buckle your seatbelt and open your mind to all I've learned about time management from my own experiences and observations over the years, the workshops I've offered or attended, the coaching I've